So Mel, first of all, just explain the actual race that you were involved in yesterday and how it went.
Yeah, so this was a C1 Paracycling International event alongside or part of Yorkshire 2019. And it's the first time that UK have had this level of race and had something as part of this major championship, which is incredible. Sometimes we'll have events that maybe come afterwards, but to have an event that starts something like this is just absolutely amazing. It's a different kind of race to what we're used to as well. Normally for a road race, paracycling, then we do laps, and it's usually a flat course. It's quite often around a dual carriageway. You know, you've got to turn around a cone at some point, which going from point to point, all the hills in between, was something really different. Closed roads again, we don't tend to get that when we have, say, UK races. So everything about it was, you know, like a proper stage race for us paracyclists. It was phenomenal.
You took part in London 2012 in the wheelchair racing. Obviously, moving into cycling, how tough has it been for you?
Yeah, so from 2011, I went obviously to London 2012 and on to Rio as a track wheelchair racer. And then after Rio, I moved to the road. So I still race marathons in wheelchair racing, but also going into paracycling. So for me, it was that I wanted to go a bit further. So the endurance side and the roads, you know, I do love hills. Even after yesterday, I still love hills. So actually to have that level in on a marathon, but then to come here and do that next level of hills was just something else. So it kind of almost feels like it's like the next step on, even from where I've come from, track to road to this kind of racing.
And just describe the feeling crossing the line where we're at now. How was it yesterday?
Oh my goodness. My mum actually just sent me a message, because this year I went for the world record for hand cycling lands under John O'Groats and thankfully smashed the world record. And she said, oh, I bet you're on cloud nine even more so than finishing your challenge. And I was like, do you know, Mum, I think I am. You know, it was incredible to, again, when I did my challenge, I had people throughout the UK on the streets, and I liken that to being at London 2012. And this was the same again. You know, we started in Wetherby and coming through all the villages, people all on the streets, every single hill. There's people there cheering you on, saying, you're nearly at the top, you're nearly there. Outside pubs, people have got their beer, they've got their glasses of wine, barbecues are going, cowbells are going. And then you come up the final hill, and, you know, it's hill after hill, they're tough, really tough. And you've got that climb to the finish line. And my eyes were streaming, I think, through effort anyway. And then you've got this wall of sound, people cheering and banging the boards and cowbells going. And it literally brought me to tears, and I could not stop smiling. You come under that gantry, and it actually doesn't matter how long it took you. I think, I'm pretty sure everybody felt like a winner out there. And I definitely gave my last thump up in the air that I could.
Well, well done. It was superb to actually witness it yesterday. And just like you say, the atmosphere was immense. So what next for you? Where do you go from here?
Well, for me, for the cycling season is now finished, but I've got some marathons to do. So I've got a few half marathons. I've got Cardiff half, I've got Oxford half coming up, and then I'm working up to New York Marathon in November. So it's the wheelchair and the marathon season coming up for me. And then through the winter, lots of hard training again, and come out next season with cycling or with a wheelchair racing to see, I guess, build on from this year.